Sag mir was bei Rab Mishna Yud Ha'avik Sheber Merchat. Bitmanchu Hu Be'emsa Paisu. An avik that's in a bathhouse. An avik is a small clay that is put on the bottom of the bath. And this clay is a little bit lower than the rest of the bath. And the clay has an opening in it in which a stopper is inserted. And when they want to change the water in the bath, they take out the stopper and the water runs through the opening. And then they allow more water to go into the bath. Now, if they want to use this bath as a mikvah, and they allow rainwater to go into the bath, if this avik is in the middle of the bath, the mikvah is possible. The reason being is, since this avik is a kli, and when they fill up the bath, the water goes into the avik first, and the avik is lower than the rest of the bath. And the water that goes into the avik becomes mayim shuvah, since the avik is a kli. In such a case, the entire mikvah becomes possible. As even though this avik doesn't hold a lot of water, and only the water that goes into the avik is considered mayim shuvah. But since the first water that goes into the bath goes into the avik, since the avik is lower than the rest of the bath, and the first water is mayim shuvah, all the rest of the water that subsequently goes into the bath is also possible, as that is a din. When the first water in the bath is mayim shuvah, and then more water goes in on top of it, the water that goes in on top of it is also possible. So therefore, in such a case, that this avik is in the middle of the bath, this bath is not kosher to be used as a mikvah. Min hatzad, ain't no posel. But if the avik is to the side of the mikvah, in such a case, that would not posel the mikvah. The Mishnah explains why. Bipnei who can mikvah, samach lemikvah, divrei Rabbi Meir. Because in such a case, that the avik is to the side of the mikvah, even though when the mikvah gets filled up with rainwater, the avik gets filled up first, since it's lower than the rest of the merchat. And that avik is a kli, so the water in there is mayim shu'uvim. But Rabbi Meir explains, we look at it as a mikvah next to a different mikvah. And since the avik doesn't hold that much water, only a little bit of water, only that water is mayim shu'uvim. The rest of the water is kasher. So therefore, we'll look at the avik as separate from the rest of the mikvah. The water in the avik is mayim shu'uvim, and the rest of the mikvah is regular rainwater. That's kasher. As opposed to when the avik is in the middle, we can't look at the avik as being separate from the rest of the mikvah. So since the water inside the avik is mayim shuvim, and then the rest of the rainwater is coming on top of it, the rest of the rainwater is also possible. The Chachamim say, if the bath gets filled up with the revi'at of rainwater before the avik gets filled up with water, in such a case, the bath would be kosher to be used as a mikvah. But if not, if there isn't a revi'at of rainwater in the bath before the avik is filled up, then it is possible to be used as a mikvah. As in such a case that the avik is not on a lower plane than the rest of the baths, so it's possible that the bath would get filled up with at least the revi'at of water before the avik gets filled up. In such a case, it's kosher to be used as a mikvah. And even though the water that subsequently goes into the avik becomes mayim shu'uvim, but since the first water in this mikvah is not mayim shu'uvim, the rest of the water would not be possible. It's only when the avik is on a lower plane than the rest of the bath, then in such a case, the first water that goes into this bath is mayim shuvim, and all the rest of the water is poured right on top of mayim shuvim. In such a case, it's possible. But where the bath has a revius of water first that is not mayim shuvim, in such a case, even though subsequently there will be some mayim shuvim in this mikvah, and the water will eventually reach the avik, the rest of the water would be kosher. And since a revius is a significant amount of water, as Ben Torah, a revius of water is sufficient to immerse kelim into the revius. As only mitarabanan, you need 40 saw for tevilas kelim. So revius is a significant amount of water. And since this bath had a revius of rainwater before the water reached the abak, so then, even though there is subsequently some mayim shuvim in the mikvah would be kosher. Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok Omer, in Mekabo ha'abek kol shehu pasul. Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok said, if this abak contained even a minimal amount of water, that would pass for the rest of the mikvah. But Rabbi Lezer does not differentiate between whether the avik is in the middle of the mikvah or on the side of the mikvah, or whether there was a revius of water in the bath before it reached the avik, or whether there wasn't a revius of water in the bath before it reached the avik. In all cases, Rabbi Lezer is machmir, and he says the mikvah is possible. And since this avik is a kli in the water that goes into the avik because by him shuvim, doesn't make a difference that the avik only contains a minimal amount of water, it passes the entire mikvah, according to Rabbi Lezer. A cold water pool in a bathhouse. That after washing off in the hot water of the bathhouse, they would want to cool off in a cold water pool. And there would be two pools, one next to the other, one of them a bit higher than the other. And there would be an opening between the two pools that connects them, that the water can go through that opening from one pool to the other. The lower pool is full of drawn water that's tazah for a mikvah. The Ha'al Yonah, Malei Hashem, and the upper pool is full of kosher water, rainwater, that's kosher for a mikvah. The problem is that there's an opening between the two mikvahs. So maybe the upper pool, even though it has rainwater, would be possible because there's an opening that connects it to the lower mikvah, which has drawn water. In the Eish Kenegad HaNekev, Shlosha Lugin, Pasul. Mishnah teaches us if the Nekev, the opening, is big enough that three Lugin of water can go through that opening in one time, then the upper mikvah would be Pasul. As even though water tends to go down, not up, and it's the upper mikvah that has the kosher water, but even so, since the Nekev is big enough that three Lugin can go through the Nekev at one time, so therefore the water from the bottom mikvah passes the top mikvah. It says if the three lugin of Mayim Shuvim from the lower mikvah has gone into the top mikvah, and three lugin of Mayim Shuvim passes a mikvah. And certainly in the opposite case, where the upper mikvah had the Mayim Shuvim and the lower mikvah had the kosher water, that if the hall was big enough that three lugin goes through there at one time, that the mikvah with the kosher water would be passed, as water usually goes down, not up. So certainly in that case, would be possible. Kamiyeh b'nekev, the yiyah bo shlosha lugin. How large do the nekev have to be that three lugin of water can get through there at one time? Echad me shlosh meos v'esrin lebrecha divrei Rabbi Yosi. 1/320th of the pool, according to Rabbi Yosi. We're assuming the pool holds exactly 40 sa, which is the amount that is needed for a kosher mikvah. And 40 sa is 960 lugin, so therefore three lugin is 1/320th. Of the 960 lugin of a kosher mikvah. So therefore, if the opening is that large, then three lugin goes through there at one time, according to Rabbi Yosef. For Rabbi Leather, I meant, Afilo atachtona malei ksher, v'halyona malei shuvin, v'yeh pitzara nekev shlosha lugin kosher. Rabbi Leather argues with Rabbi Yosef. He says, even in the case where the lower pool was the one that had the kosher water, while the upper pool had the drawn water, and there was an opening between them, so that three lugin can go through that opening at one time, it would still be kosher. Even though this case is worse than the case of Rabbi Yosef, since the Mayan Shuvin is in the upper mikvah, and water tends to go down, not up, even so it's kosher, and the reason is, Shalo Amru Elo Shlosha Lugin Shanaflu, because when the Chachamim said that three lugin of Mayan Shuvin possible a mikvah, they only said that if it falls into the mikvah is possible. They didn't say that if it's attached and connected to the mikvah by an opening, that the mikvah is possible. Only if it falls into the mikvah is possible. And in this case, since the three lugin didn't fall into the mikvah is kosher.